The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Real talk. Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
Are you sipping on anything super exciting today?
Yes, I am. Oh. Should I share it now, though, or in my raves? Because I'm going to talk about, it's in a Starbucks cup, but it's not Starbucks anymore. And I'm going to talk about what I already drank and then what I refilled it with in my raves.
Well, I think that's the ultimate cliffhanger. So don't go anywhere, folks.
So if you want to know, hang around.
Whoa.
So what are you sipping on?
I found in the back of my fridge a, you know, like in the fridge. I don't know how often you clean your fridge out.
Ours gets to the point
where we're like, oh, we need to clean our fridge.
Yeah.
And then we do a big thing. But so we have this one container that is a hodgepodge where there's like cheese in there sometimes, or like, and then there's like beers kind of laying flat, and then there's some cans kind of sprinkled in there, and probably 40% of the stuff is
herbs or something somewhere.
Yeah. And then it's never, half of the things are never really used.
Right.
So you just shuffle around those things to get to the couple of things that do actually come and go.
Yeah.
So in the back corner of that fridge compartment, I found the Pal & Mahoney Blood Orange Ginger Beer.
This is a
nice little thing for
that's
me today.
That's a treat.
So I've got my Blood Orange Pal & Mahoney situation here, and I'm quite excited about it. Still,
yeah. Okay.
Tell me about your weekend.
I was just thinking, I was going to put a little note in here, something I wanted to talk about, but I forgot what it was as we were speaking. Ooh. Oh, cool. I was thinking, I feel like I have such a long to-do. When you said, like, you and Crystal sometimes like, okay, we got to clean out the fridge and then we do it. I was thinking I want to go through my whole house and Marie Kondo it, because I feel like there's shit everywhere. And I see stuff and I think I can get rid of that because maybe I need it. And it's stuff like I can think about specifically things that are like under my sink right now that have been in there for like 3 to 4 years that I keep looking at. I don't need it now. Like massage oil that came in a FabFitFun box, or like hairs, scalp things. I don't know, just shit.
Yes.
And I have them and I just keep thinking, well, I can't throw it out, right? It's brand new, unopened. Maybe I'll need it at some point. But then I think if I need a massage oil, I never think, oh, I've got some. I think I'm going to go to Amazon. Yes. I'm going to buy some massage oil.
Things are coming in, but nothing's going out.
Nothing's going out. And so I was just thinking, like John said the other day, like we need to clean the fridge. And I was thinking, I need to clean the whole goddamn house.
Every corner.
But I need to like take a vacation day for it. Like clear my schedule, no clients, because we can't do it when we've got the kids.
No.
Because it's, you know, too much. So I need to clear my whole schedule, like for a day, take a vacation day and just like I would love to be a minimalist. And I have a feeling that's going to be actually like equally exhilarating and painful to look yes. at how much waste I've accrued, like how much money that is. Yeah. And then like, what do I do with it? But also then like, ugh, an exhale of, because there is stuff in everywhere I look in my house. It's just like,
have you heard, you know, one of the things that's been on my mind for years and I've never done, have you heard of a capsule closet?
No.
Okay.
Capsule clot?
A capsule closet.
No.
So the idea is you create a closet that is high impact, like with capsule pieces, right?
Think
things that go with everything, but of course there's a seasonal flair. So like,
yeah.
you know, there's certain items that are part of, and I haven't done a full deep dive on this, but I've been, what I've heard of it, I want to do it, right? But
yeah.
You take time and you get high quality, like Marie Kondo type pieces that bring you joy. Yes. They're like, they don't have to be the most expensive, but ones that are, you feel great in
right.
and are going
right.
to last. Right. So you're not just buying the same white t-shirt every yeah. so often.
Right.
That's just in a pile of t-shirts and you don't know,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So you simplify. And then you are kind of also curbing the impulsive flair decisions of like, oh, I need this random thing, you know, whatever.
Right.
So you keep it tight. You keep it, you know, and you have some things that you rotate capsule in or whatever, closet. But the capsule closet. And then the idea with these pieces that you bring in is they can be mixed and matched. And like you always have options. You actually have more options because you can see everything you have.
Yes.
And you like everything kind of has like, you know it and you love it.
Yes.
And then you combo it with stuff. And so I've been doing Masterclass. Have you heard of that? I talked about it as a Christmas gift idea because I got it
yes.
from I got a work gift card for it. So Tan France is on there from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and he's like his own celebrity now. He has a capsule closet course. And so I'm gonna the idea and they just you can listen to these like with audio. So when I'm you always have these grand ambitions for postpartum right. and then like of course you can't even you don't know what day it is.
You can
or
barely
what,
shower. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But maybe you know, in all the hours of breastfeeding and stuff, I could listen to the capsule closet thing, even yeah. if it's just a couple of minutes a day and report back.
Yes.
And at some point then try and overhaul that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cliff notes it. You mean to us?
Yes.
Yeah. Like share yeah. here. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
So
dude.
Anyway, that's what I was thinking. My weekend. So I actually, we're going to bring you guys faves this episode. And so then we kind of were like, do we need to bring a well, call was like, do we need to bring raves since the whole episode's going to be raves basically. And I was like, well, my rave was just going to be running because I, you know, I don't know if I have like another, it's kind of hard to come by raves for me. I feel like, cause sometimes you have those magical moments or magical things. But like a lot of it is just the same gratitude for the same, like for my life, you know, mm-hmm. For the people in my life or things or whatever. And so sometimes like, it's not that it's hard to come by raves because I'm not living a good life. It just feels like I'm constantly grateful for the same things. Maybe also with COVID too. It's like our life has become a little more simplified, you know, with what we're sure. exposed to, but running was going to be mine. So, we talked right before we hit record, like maybe we should just talk about it here in the hangover section. So I'm training for a run and people are asking how, like what program I'm following. So I decided, you guys, I shared this here, but I decided I want to run the Disney World Marathon, but it's not till next January. And I decided this in December 2021. So I Googled and there's like no year-long training, you know, sure. plan for a marathon. But I went on to the Run Disney website and they have a tab that says training and it's Jeff Galloway training, which if you guys have heard of him, he's a run walk guy.
I love run walks.
Yes. And it really minimizes your risk of injury. And you can actually ultimately have a faster pace when you do run, yeah. like even with walking.
Especially for those long ones.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So that he is the one that has the plans that are on the Run Disney website. So if any of you guys are looking for a running training plan, that's what I'm using. But I sort of merged their half marathon one with their full and then added a few extra weeks in there. So I'm still sort of following somewhat of a routine. So yesterday on Saturday. I ran 9 miles and I almost was like, I think I could do another mile. Like I could almost just get to 10 just so I could knock that out.
Yeah.
Because you never really know when you're going out for a run, is it going to be good or bad? And one of the things I've been using, the app that I told you guys about, Aaptiv, A-A-P-T-I-V, where it's like guided runs. And one of the things that the guy said in the run yesterday, and he's like, when was the last time you had an amazing run from the first stride to the last? And he's like, not very. And I was thinking like it's been a while. And I was thinking like, is that a problem? And then he said, not very often. Right. And he's like, so it's not always about it just being easy and good. It's about like working through the hard part and like how, you know, having mind management, because your mind, your body can do so much more than your mind and whatever. Like yeah. It was cool as I'm doing it. Right. But it was a run walk thing yesterday for 9 miles. And, I was also thinking how much the spouse has to take on when you're doing a marathon training, because I'm like, I told John Friday night, okay, I've got a long run in the morning. I'm going to get up. So I'm going to need your help with the kids. But then after the run, I'm basically worthless, right? Because my legs are spent. I don't have a lot of energy. Yeah.
Yep.
So then he's like doing other things. Then we come home and I go to bed early last night. Not too early, but I went to bed early last night. And then today I had booked a massage because for obvious yeah. reasons. So then he was also on dad duty. And I was like, and there's no end in sight for this guy, right? Like I'm yeah. doing this like every weekend for this yeah. entire year. So it's just like, wow, you think, oh, I'll sign up to run a marathon and that's just going to affect you. But no, it affects everybody around you.
Yes.
It's affected our podcast too. You're like, hey, you want to record? I'm like, I got to get a run in, you know, but I also forgot how good running is, like mm-hmm. meditative. It is very symbolic, I feel like, of life. Like you got to really manage your mind in those moments, and it can get, you know, boring out there. And then, so one thing I was doing yesterday, my legs were on fire, my calves were on fire, and that's all I could think about. And then he asked like, what, something like, what's really good in your life? And so then I started focusing on other areas of my body, like that didn't hurt. So then I was like, oh, even my quads felt good. My arms felt good, like all of that. And it almost made, I felt like when I was thinking about the parts that were good, I didn't notice my calves, like my calves didn't yeah. hurt as much, which was like
I'm an Olympian.
Fascinating. Yes. Yeah. It's fascinating when like nothing changed except for my thinking about where I was focusing and my legs felt better. I am a conditioned
stallion.
Yes. I'm superwoman. Anyway, so that was the big to-do of my weekend and every weekend from here on out was going to be my big things to share with you guys.
I've trained for a couple halves and they have a very special place in my heart.
Yeah.
And I was watching your stories where you like got back from that long run and then you did the ice bath and your pool.
Yeah.
And I was pissed because I thought, when will the day be that I can say we're going to meet at this place and we're going to run together? And then I get to come in that ice bath pool.
Yeah.
And then all the kids just come over and play.
Oh, gosh.
Like, yeah. When is that day? I just was pissed that I wasn't with you. I was pissed. I just was pissed.
Yeah.
Not really, but like,
no, but I
really.
Know what you mean. Like,
damn it.
Yeah.
This is like a dream that I know it. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there will come a day.
There will.
I feel
come
like
a
there'll
day.
Be a day.
There will come.
I don't know.
A
there
day.
Has to be a day.
Yeah, you know? There's got to be.
There's got to be. What was your weekend like?
All right. So on Patreon, patreon.com/youcansipwithus. That's where we drop Friday episodes. On Friday, I was talking about how the big weekend event this weekend was going to be potty training. Mm-hmm. We're going to our Airbnb cabin, which we just listed. And so we won't be able to use it for a while because luckily it's getting booked up,
yay.
Which is great.
Tell the thing here too. Zigzag something.
Zigzagchalet.com. Chalet.com. But that's fun. So we went for a weekend this weekend to just like use it because it's going live in March is when we opened up the dates for booking.
Yeah. Wait, so is it people just like randomly finding it and it's already getting booked, or is it people you know
yeah.
so far?
No, just Airbnb traffic. People who like want to travel to that area because it's a destination.
Right.
You know, so that's
wow,
good.
That's really cool.
It's
especially because there's no reviews yet, right?
No reviews like, yet. And someone wrote us. They're like, inquiring about this weekend, just want to know why there aren't any reviews. And we're like, thanks for the inquiry. We're new here. Like, yeah. And if you'd like to offer us a review, we'll offer you an early check-in and a late checkout. Like,
oh,
so there's just kind of like things to,
yes,
you know, we each have, you know, and they're like, okay, you know, whatever. So they both.
Yeah.
But we'll get there. You know, it's just, it's new. It's new in the, new to the bar. It doesn't have a drink. It doesn't have a tab open yet. So the big thing was going to be potty training. And I got this book that I've been reading that I really like that I actually am going to recommend as part of my faves, even though you'll hear about this. So I've been preparing. We had all of the things ready to go, like cleaning supplies, big kid underwear, like, you know, all kinds of things.
Yes.
Even though we weren't sure if we're going to, whatever. This is all getting too part of the book. So Chris and I talked. We're like, okay, do you have the toilets? He's like, yes, you know, great. Da, 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 da. We're driving. And then this is one of the, this is like a mini rant, but I hate when this is more about my personality. But like when it's time to go from point A to point B, I like to get to point B. I don't like to stop along the way to get from point A to point B. So Chris is like, why don't we stop? Oh, about halfway through, he's like, the potties. I forgot the potties. He thought he had grabbed them, but he didn't. He's like, yep, they're right there. I'll grab them.
Right, right.
We didn't have the potties. Oh. There's no potty training without the little kid potties.
Yeah.
Or at least an insert or something. There's just not, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Let's stop at Fred Meyer. And we had a hit. We're dragging a trailer, like a hitch.
Okay.
Because we had stuff we're taking up to the cabin. That feels like a whole thing to navigate in a parking lot. So we're parking in the back.
Yeah.
For those of you who are familiar with Fred Meyer's, it's like a big store. So it just feels like a
Kroger,
lot.
Guys.
I you think don't Kroger's get all over. In and out of Fred Meyer, no matter if you're getting one thing or 20. Like it just sort of feels like it takes a little while most of the time.
It's an experience.
Yeah. So Chris is gone. I call him while he's in the store and I was like, oh, also, could you get some juice boxes? Because that was one of the things that it recommended in the book is like, give him a juice box or something because you want them to be going to the bathroom so you can then have those learning moments. And something like juice, they'll be excited about liquids probably more than like
just
chugging
water.
Their water. Yeah. She's like, okay, great. Chris was gone for like 25 minutes. He comes out. All he had was juice boxes. No potties. And he's like, there's no, they don't have any. They don't have any at this one. And we're like, at this point, we're not going home.
Right.
So I'm calling all these places as we're driving, you know, nothing nearby. We are not in a place where there's like Targets or like, we're headed up to the mountain, you know? Mm-hmm. So then it was just this acceptance of
it's not let the it weekend.
Go. Let
it's
it
not the weekend.
Go. It is not the weekend. It will be next weekend.
Are you going up there again?
No, we're just going to do it here.
At home. Yeah.
It'd probably be better anyway.
Yeah.
It's
maybe.
Yeah.
Like in his space or something. In his
space. Don't have to deal with like a drive,
That's true.
In between.
Yeah.
And then this weekend we ended up, so it was so nice. Our my brother-in-law came up to help. We were changing out some outlet switches and that ended up being a little bit longer than we thought and Chris was helping. And I was thinking like, I really want to make sure both Chris and I are doing like invested in this potty training thing.
Not distracted.
Yeah. And I'm slow. I'm moving slow.
Yeah.
My back hurts. Like I'm not doing this on my own.
Right.
And I think I would have been pretty pissed if I was like
kind of solo.
Yeah.
Training. Yeah.
Yeah. Not at it. Not at them. Like
right.
Just the not pissed. Just like that's not ideal.
Right.
I would have been like, that would have been a lot.
This is a teamwork situation.
Yes.
Right now. Yeah.
So it's all for the best.
Well, and that's probably a good thing too, like for Chris's benefit so that you don't have to catch him up on like, okay, here's what Ben did the last time and here's the progress we're making. It's like good for him to just know so that it's not like this big handoff thing or what, like you guys are just
in it.
Both there. Yeah.
In it. But
so
but
sounds the weekend like it kind of worked out for the better then.
It worked out for the better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a little mini rant about the weekend as well.
Great.
Again, something that was totally self-induced on me.
They all are. Almost every rant is just self-induced,
just,
you know?
Yeah. This is, Hey, do you want to rip through your faves?
Yes. I'm going to rip roar through them. Okay. It's been a little while. I feel like since we've done this a few weeks.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing that I ate, you know, our old standbys, well, your favorite chips, and I think they might be mine. They're at least top three. The sour cream and cheddar Ruffles.
Oh, Come on, yeah. Give them
so
all day.
So at the store the other day, cheddar and sour I see Flamin' Hot sour cream and cheddar ruffles.
What?
I buy them. I buy them immediately. I get them home.
What?
They are good. They are good. Then John has them. He's obsessed. He likes to dip them in Ireland. He got this like spinach artichoke dip or something. So he's dipping them in that. Basically eat the whole bag in 24 hours. Some that night, the rest the next night. So then he gets another bag. So I just thought, and I don't know how spice has been for you during pregnancy.
It's been fine.
Because they have some good heat on them. But they're exactly what they sound like. Like spicy, you know.
I'm looking at the
sour cream and cheddar.
I'm looking at the image online. LeBron James is the cover man for this on the Ruffles website.
Yeah,
I found him.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that's right. Dude, I actually think there is a photo of him on the bag.
I want to try these right away.
Yes. So I was excited to bring that because I thought, oh, call.
What?
Oh, something for you.
As if it couldn't get any better.
There you go. Whoa. All right. The best thing that I sipped. So why don't we talk about it? Okay. I already told you guys like 2 years ago about the macro barista.
This is what? The big reveal of the
this
Starbucks.
This is the big reveal of what I'm sipping right now. So I told you guys a couple years ago, I think it was a couple years ago, about the macro barista. You can find him on Instagram. He used to be a Starbucks employee, and then he gives like just random drink recipes and always the macros with them. And he posted recently like a French vanilla cold brew. Mm. And it's as easy as can be. So you get a cold brew from Starbucks, 1 pump hazelnut syrup, and then 3 pumps of sugar-free vanilla with a splash of cream. And I can't remember what it was, but it's like 7 grams of carbs or something because of the cream. There's some fat in there, only a couple grams of sugar. So I have been getting that. I did that twice. Very good. And then I just tried it today with 2 pumps of the sugar-free vanilla, equally as good. So I think the 1 pump hazelnut, 2 pumps. Next, I'm going to try 1 and 1 and just see like where's my sweet spot. But the cold brew with sugar-free vanilla and hazelnut syrup from Starbucks is so good. So I suck these babies down and then I get the energy of a unicorn because there's something about cold brew buzz that is just a little different. It hits different.
Yeah, it's high octane.
It's high octane. That's exactly right. But then I refilled my cup with, so I have trying, I've been talking about this on Patreon, trying to be more intentional with all kinds of consumption. So I'm not drinking alcohol right now. And I'm also being more aware of my caffeine because what I would do is I would wake up and have caffeine immediately, fasting, you know, like I wouldn't have breakfast or anything. And then I would just continue to fast because I'm not usually hungry in the morning. And then I would work out. But I also get like brain fog and get really tired in the afternoons. And so I know something's going on with like my hormones and adrenals. And apparently that is like a very stressful thing to do to your body to fast, then add, because that's a stressor, then add caffeine on top of it and then add exercise on top. So it's like a triple whammy. And so it's like, then your body is pumping out cortisol, which is exhausting. So then your body's in like constantly a permanent state of fight or flight mode because it's under stress. So then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to eliminate my morning coffee, but how the hell am I going to do that? And someone messaged me, have you tried mud water? And I said, no.
This is what we were talking about on Patreon.
And then I was on TikTok and an ad popped up for mud water. And I went to the site. It hooked me. It sounded good. It was created by a guy who was also like hooked on caffeine, couldn't really function without caffeine, right? But then it was like, it would bring him up to this high and then crash him down. And so then he started, there was a reason why he decided I need to stop caffeine. And so then he started adding like all these herbs and supplements together. And then he was like, what if I package this? And so along comes Mudwater, M-U-D-W-T-R. And it's, and I also like their like marketing. So I'm on the website. It says WTF is mud. Mud water was dreamt up to reduce my coffee dependence. Coffee is a stimulant, slingshotting my energy levels. I wanted a more balanced approach to boosting my focus and wakefulness. So I blended masala chai with a Hall of Fame ingredient list. Lion's mane for focus, chaga and reishi to support a healthy immune system, cordyceps to promote natural energy, turmeric and cinnamon for their antioxidants, and cacao for mood and energy. It's 100% organic and there's zero sugar and no sweeteners added. With just 1/7 of the caffeine in a cup of coffee, those jitters are gone and you are left with calm, alert, and sharp, but still able to fall asleep at night. The result, you, but superhuman. So I've been drinking it and it really does kind of taste like a chai latte kind of thing. Mm. You just, it comes in powder, scoop it in, add water. I've always done it hot, but I'm doing iced now. And, but like lion's mane is very good natural stimulator for energy. There's, you know, nootropics, which is like natural brain stimulation. So I'm only a week into it, but I noticed I had good energy this week. I mean, not good energy, but like for not having any caffeine, I definitely think this helped. And I also just really like the flavor of it. So I'm working on getting a code for you guys, but it's, I mean, I would say try it. It's kind of sendy. It's also delicious and better for your body. Sounds like for the, you know, most part. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not like swearing off coffee. Obviously I already had cold brew today, but it's good.
Good
it's
to have good. In the mix.
It's good to have in the mix. Yeah, it's exactly right. Okay. So those are my two sipping things that I like. I've been reading like a freaking fiend and I've read like four books since the last time we did faves. So I talked about The Midnight Library briefly. I wouldn't say that book is in my top by any stretch of the imagination, but as far as concepts go, I love it. The idea behind The Midnight Library is for all of us between life and death, there is a place that you go and you can look at all of the alternative lives that you could have lived. So it starts out, this woman is depressed and she, it's not like super explicit, but it seems like she tries to kill herself. But before she dies, she goes to her midnight library and there are just tons, hundreds of thousands of bookshelves. And any regret that she has in her life or any little thing that she wanted to change, there's a book for that. So there's a facilitator there and she'll say, I want to go back to before I quit the band. What would that life look like? And so then they go to that life. I want to go back to before I broke up with so-and-so. I want to go back to where I was working with animals at all these different points in her life. And what she realizes in all of them is that there are good and bad parts to every single life. And I think I'm going to bring maybe like a what you need to know on this soon. But I think so often we think that like, I would be happier if, and what I know to be true is no matter how wonderful or bleak your life is, it is always 50-50. So I can think like at the happiest time in my life, I would say I'm living probably my best life right now. And still I have insecurity. I have sadness. I have jealousy. I have, you know, exhaustion. I still have difficult stuff, right? It's like, no matter where you are. And so often I used to tell myself the same thing, like once I have more money or once my body looks different, or once I have the job that I like, da, 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 all these things, like I'm waiting for happiness. And it's like, no, I just get, it is, we're never going to get to living the kind of life where we are happy 100% of the time. And if we were, we wouldn't appreciate it. Like, you need that contrast. You actually need the tough stuff in order to appreciate the good, right? Like, you got to have it all. And so I felt like that book, The Midnight Library, really resonated with me in that way. Like, she was depressed because she felt like she had regretted so much of her life and had hurt people all along the way. And then when she tried on all these other lives, it was like, oh, okay, well, this thing that I've been spending my actual life regretting actually didn't turn out better for me. And so sort of the moral of the story is like, what if we can just do the work to love where we're at and make peace with all of our choices and take comfort in we are exactly where we're meant to be, right? Mm-hmm. And I just kind of love that message. I don't think the writer is super good. I wish it was done by a better writer, but I do think the book is worth reading. I also read Unhoneymooners. And that was a super quick, super easy, really fun read, kind of unbelievable. But I do think now that my genre of books is romance. Because whenever I pick up a romance novel, I can't put it down. Yeah. I cannot put it down. They're so good. So then I don't know if I talked about it here. Did I talk about Ugly Love?
I don't remember. I don't think so. So Ugly Love in a long time.
I know. I think I've talked about it, but maybe on Patreon. But Ugly Love by Colleen Hoover is probably one of my favorite Colleen Hoover books. Then I just decided, like, I'm going to buy all of her books. So I read 2 days ago, November 9th. I just started and I read it in one day, probably in 14 hours. I read that book. And then I just started another one today. I'll probably finish that tomorrow. It's called Reminders of Him or something like that. Yep. And I think if you want to start reading, I think Colleen Hoover is a good place to start. Because there's, I would say in the first 20 pages of every single book I've picked up of hers, I'm able to get into it right away. Like, mm-hmm. That's one thing I don't like about reading is the first third of the book is me trying to figure out what the hell's going on and who all these people are and how they fit together. And then books start to pick up like a third or halfway through, but not with Colleen Hoover's. I feel like hers are good from the jump and you're able to get into
Let's
right
get
away.
Colleen Hoover on the pod.
How many? I wonder how big she is. We should. Okay, why Kara. Not? Write that name down in Kate, Colleen Hoover. Let's see. Oh, she's almost got 1 million followers, but let's try. Let's try. Why not?
Why not? Shoot for the stars.
Shoot for the stars. Yeah. So any, if you want to get into reading, because some I get messages like, oh, you're inspiring me to read. Where do I start? Pick any Colleen Hoover book. Pick any of them. They're good.
Wrapped up. If you want to get swept away.
Yeah. If you want to get swept away. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I guess I'm going on a little long. My favorite product. So before I dyed my hair darker, I had blonde and it would get real brassy. And somehow I found this toner and I don't know if it was on TikTok or via Google, but there's a brand at Target called Kristen S. Have you heard of her, seen her?
Yeah.
So she also has a, she has toner kits and they, you know, it's like what they use at a salon. You mix two little things together and then you put it all over your hair and then it makes it the color that you want. So I tried the blonde one and it did remove some brassy. And then when I wanted to go darker, because after Bora Bora, the darkness had lightened up a lot in my hair. So then I bought one of the brunette toners and I did that on my hair and it brought some of the dark warmth.
Is it the Kristen S. Signature Hair Gloss?
Let
or
me
is that
see.
Different than the toner kit? Because this one is like...
I've bought them from Target, so I'm going to look in my history. What it's called. In-store.
It's brass neutralizing, shine boosting, deep conditioning.
Yeah, that sounds... oh, yes.
3 to
Signature
4
hair
weeks.
Gloss. Yes. Is that what you're looking at? Signature
they're on Amazon,
gloss?
Too. I don't know how much they are at Target, but they're $14 on Amazon.
Same at Target. So that's great. Okay.
So I'm adding these to our at sipsquadpod.com/shop and also at our that link in our bio on our Instagram. That's where I put all of our Amazon faves and I'm adding these right now.
How are the reviews section. On Amazon? Are there some?
So I'm at the one, there's a smoky topaz for medium neutral blonde.
That's the one I did for my current color.
102 ratings, 4.5.
Okay, yeah, because on Target, there's almost 2,000 ratings and it's 4 stars. And so, and I feel like Target doesn't always have a ton of ratings. So when I read the reviews, they were really high. So I wasn't sure how Amazon was. But anyway, I've been really liking and it's pretty easy to do just at home.
Cool.
So in between wash or in between salon visits. Okay, and then lastly, the favorite thing that I watch is I have... not really been watching a whole lot, but guys, if you want mindless, you know, kill your brain cells kind of stuff, Summer House is back and we're watching that. It's every Monday night. I crave it. It's the only show that I'm like really looking forward to. So if you aren't on the Summer House train on Bravo, I would hop on that train. We're also going to try to get one of the guys from that show on the pod. I think he's very doable to get. Why wouldn't he promote his shit? He also has like a hard seltzer, hard tea drinking company. So I feel like I mean, that's like our cup of tea, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And then also Love is Blind. Started watching it on Netflix. I'm like 5 episodes in or something. Maybe 6. I think 6 Dude, episodes in.
I'll talk about that on my faves as well.
Okay. And then we can hash it a little?
A little. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's it. Those are my faves.
I put it on mine too.
Yeah.
You forgot one. All right. At every age and through every stage, Care of is here to support you on your health and wellness journey. Vitamins and supplements are not one size fits all, which is why Care of provides tailored guidance that evolves with you as your needs change. Stay on track with your health goals thanks to Care of's daily packs that make taking your vitamins easy to stick to every day. I went on there and I took their online quiz and told them, hey, you know, I'm pregnant and like these are some of my other goals. And the questions are really good because they kind of get to the heart of what do you, in the midst of, if you're imagining a vitamin aisle and all of the things that are getting marketed to you and all of the things that you're like, oh, do I need this? Do I need that? And you just don't know. Care of, by taking this online quiz, is going to curate your personalized vitamin pack just for you. So they gave me, of course, like a prenatal that's super good and a couple of other things to round out my goals right now too. But I love, like, when we went away for the weekend this weekend, I just grabbed 2 of those little packs. It was so easy to travel with and I knew I was getting exactly what I needed. I didn't have to open up like 4 different bottles and take, mm-hmm. Oh, I need 2 of this and 2 of that and put it in this little thing. It's like everything is right there. It just so could easy. Not be easier.
For 50% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code SIP50. That's 50% off your first Care of order by going to takecareof.com and entering code SIP50. Are you still on the Amazon where you can add something?
Yes.
Okay, I forgot to put this in my faves, but I think you'll love this. You need to buy it. It's what? The Naturium, Naturium. So I found this brand for their skincare, but then I picked up one of their lip balms at Target, but I know that they're also on Amazon. I got the one called Petal. It is amazing. The way that it feels on your lips, and you know me, I like a tingler. I like a plumper. This is not a tingler or a plumper, but it feels so good, and I think it's so pretty on.
Wait, I love the applicator. They're not on here.
What?
They're not on here.
Yes, they are. I found it. Naturium lip balm.
Guess why?
Why?
I'm searching in books.
Oh. Yeah.
That'll do it.
Small little caveat. So anyway, you guys, you can find them at Target in by like the chapsticks and stuff, but also Call's going to add them to our Amazon faves right now. I'm going to get more colors because I love the applicator. I love the way that they feel on. And I also love the color. Like, so pretty. Okay. Anyway, I forgot to tell you guys about that, but.
Well, I'm adding it right now.
What are your faves?
Well, hold on. It takes me a minute. I've got three different clicks. I was in the wrong aisle on Amazon, so I'm racing to the health and beauty section.
They're so good. They're just so good. And they're $12 on Amazon. Are they not on Prime?
Wait a little bit.
Yeah. So then get them at Target, but we're linking them so you guys can like know at what they look like.
Them. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you, because I'm not on TikTok, but apparently there was this thing going around about people putting a bunch of Vaseline on their face.
Slugging, yes.
Slugging. Have you slugged?
Yes.
And is slugging just putting Vaseline on your face?
It's essentially the very last step in your skincare routine in order to like lock in the moisture so it doesn't come off on your pillow and you don't like trans-epidermal water loss or something like that. So the moisture actually gets into your skin.
Okay.
So it's not like just putting that on. It's on top of the other stuff.
Got it. Okay. I didn't really know what slugging was, but on Twitter, I got on this thread because like sometimes as like the people that I follow and then like things are suggested to me that I get to.
Yeah.
And someone was like, hey, if you're doing slugging, like, check this out. And I was like, oh, what is slugging and what am I going to check out? So I like click right. on it. And I, all of a sudden, I'm down the rabbit hole. And this person was talking about how for a long time, she and like a lot of people that she knows have been using, what they do is she's put Vaseline on her face, but then taken a cotton ball. And like this had like a ton of likes. And like I went to her profile and like she was a legit face person. And she took a cotton ball and she just kind of wiped it off. And she's like, you'd be amazing because the Vaseline lifts a lot of crap off of your face.
Oh.
So like it's sort of like using a toner or something. She's like, you don't, and using it as the last step makes sense because like your face is clean by then. There's like things and you're leaving it as like that last step.
Yeah.
So this is totally different. This is not instead of slugging. This is just okay. like, so what I've been doing, I bought some Vaseline and I was like, I'm going to test this out. So I washed my face really good. And then instead of using a toner, because I usually use the mineral water to get, because you guys, I've talked about this before. I love, love, love getting my face super clean and like making sure I'm getting all the stuff off of the day. And toner and cotton ball is like my thing, or one of those reusable. I've been using lately those, they're like reusable, like, I don't know the exact name. They're not erase pads, but they're like little circle disc things.
I think you've shared them on here before on the face. Yeah. Maybe. They sound, that sounds familiar.
Instead, I've been putting Vaseline on my face and then kind of lightly wiping it off.
Yeah.
Way more effective than toner. Like this stuff. I'm like, wait, I washed my face. Like I thought it was clean.
So you wash your face and then do you slather the Vaseline on and then wipe it off, or do you put it on the cotton ball? You put it on your face.
No, I slather it on. And then I wipe it off. And comparatively, like if you were to put a cotton ball of using the toner and a cotton ball of wiping off the Vaseline, you see way more crap and dirt and makeup and stuff on the one with the Vaseline. Because like you're, I don't know, it like it's just a, it takes it off way better than toner.
Whoa!
Yeah. And then
and so then what? After you do that, do you have to wash your face again? Like because I would think then the products would have trouble penetrating, like whatever your moisturizer or your serums or anything would have trouble penetrating. But
I'm not using that much right now because pregnancy. So it's kind of a non-issue. But then I just put on my my moisturizer. But also Vaseline is kind of moisturizing anyway. But I'm wiping it off. I'm not leaving it on. So but it lifts off so much stuff.
Wow. I'm going to try it tonight.
Yeah, so that's been kind of fun because I'm like, wait a second, my face was clean.
Yeah.
Vaseline's like, no, it's not. Okay, do Rev or Mac like bath bombs and like color changing water for bath time?
Obsessed.
Okay. Same with Ben. He's gotten really into that. And I made the mistake of going on Amazon and getting like a – it was one of yours that you recommended. Oh, it was awesome, but he fell in love with it and it was problematic
because
it was
inside?
Hella expensive.
Yeah.
Like when you add it up, you know, I got the one that was a rainbow. And so it was like
a whole
bath bomb and it like oozes out rainbow colors. Oh, Ben loved it. He wanted more. All of a sudden he wanted that every night. I'm like, no, because it's $30 or something for like, you break it down. It's like several bucks for one thing.
Yeah.
So we've been getting, this is like a deal buster, Munchkin Color Buddies water changing tablets. They're just nothing special, but they change the color of the water and he doesn't know any better. And so there you can get 40 of them. So 40 baths for $9. And lately it's been kind of cool because we've been teaching him like if you mix these colors, then you get this color.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Oh, that
you
is,
know?
Yeah.
So that's been kind of fun. Like they have blue and yellow, so we've been making green. So we've been like sometimes doing two and stuff. And we let him pick the color of the water that he wants. But that, and I added those to our faves in the kids section. But that's been like easy on the pocketbook for my now very demanding bath time toddler.
Water.
like who wouldn't want a color changing bath? It's so fun.
Yeah. You know?
So I don't blame him. My friend Annie recommended these pajamas are actually maternity pajamas and also nursing. So like the when you you guys know what nursing stuff is. But so you don't have to be nursing to wear these. But they're just super cozy. But if you're pregnant, these are especially great for you because they're the pants are super forgiving. But it's one of my favorite. It's the same brand that makes my silk PJs that I love, that Ekauer, Ekauer, maternity and nursing thermal underwear. Super soft and cozy. Ooh. $39, so not super cheap. But, I mean, when you're pregnant, you should be feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. A FabFitFun gave me this product a long time ago, and I liked it so much. It was a like pillow spray, sleep spray, room spray, one of those things, uh-huh. linen spray, like you just spray before you go to bed.
Yeah.
The smell was so amazing. Used the whole bottle and then went to buy it, and I was like, ugh, this, I can't justify the price for this, so I never bought it again. But I thought about it the other day and I was like, man, that stuff smelled good. Mm. And then Chris randomly brought it up. He's like, remember that stuff we used to get? And this was years and years and years ago. And I just sort of had this moment.
And he just randomly brought that up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have it on Amazon, and it wasn't as expensive as I remember, but it's still not cheap for just like comparatively to other like lavender linen sprays you can get. But this smells so good. So I bought it and I'm so glad that I did, because when you look, when it's like, I don't know, life is short, I don't know, romanticizing your life, whatever, I get a lot of joy each night when I spray this and smell it. And that is enough for me.
Right.
It's the This Works Deep Sleep Pillow Spray. And it's $29 on Amazon. And my God.
Not only you like the smell, does it work with the sleepy stuff?
Sure. I mean, I think if you have chronic sleep problems or like actual insomnia problems, there's something else going on. This ain't going to cut it. But for... I do think that there's something to be said for like essential oils and things that they can do to a degree. And more than anything, it just feels like you're in a spa all of a sudden when you spray it. So if you spray it and close your eyes and waft it up your nose, you're going to be a happy person.
Wow.
All right. Things that I've watched. Have you heard of Severance?
Not in a TV show format. I mean, I've heard the word.
Yeah. Okay. So on Apple Plus, I got to see what's the name of the lead actor. Because if you saw his face, maybe if you saw his name, you'd know who I'm talking about. So it's, who's this guy? Adam Scott.
Oh, is that the...
Do you know him?
Guy... Wait, is that the guy from... hold on. The Scarlett Johansson movie? Oh, no. Oh,
he was on Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I recognize him. Uh-huh. He's recognizable. But Ben Stiller is the producer of this show. It also has Patricia Arquette in it. And this show is so interesting to me. The first half of the first episode was a little slow, but then once I've realized what was going on, I was like, oh, wow. And then now I'm totally hooked. And the Rotten Tomatoes and audience score on this is very high. Very, very high. 90 plus, I think, is like each. So it's both. It's got the critics and it's got the people. The premise behind this show is, what if, like, you know how people want like work-life balance?
Yes.
Or like companies are, you know, it's confidential information that can't leave the workplace or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just thinking of these different scenarios. So in this world of Severance, they've created a way to split your mind in half so that when you're at work, you have no memories of your personal life. And when you are in your real life, you have no memories of your work life. So you essentially become two different people.
Yeah.
And so it is so creative. It's so good. So, and I think the name is in and of itself is clever. Severance is a very corporate thing, but then also like to sever yourself or sever your brain into. It's so, so good. And the acting's very good. It's like very creative, and it's very well done. So there's like 3 or 4 episodes out right now. And then they come out every like Friday. For us on the West Coast, we get it Thursday nights because comes out, you know, on East Coast time.
I say this for all of the ones that you recommend. I'm going to watch them, and I don't know if I will, but I want to watch them.
Yeah.
I want to watch this.
This one is not one where you can be on your phone.
Okay, focused.
You got to focus because okay. otherwise you're going to look up and you're going to be out in the middle of the ocean. You won't know how you got there. Like, you just got to pay attention. It's what? Not a easy watch type of
I'm on the website thing. Right now. It's also talking about Killing Eve. Have you ever with Sandra Oh? And it looks like
yeah, that I didn't go there.
Is something. I want to know about that. But I also there's the one with Ruth from Ozarks.
Oh, Finding Anna or something?
Yeah. Have you watched that one yet?
Yeah, I started watching it. Someone not said so we got a message that one of the characters and they reminded them of me. I don't know if that was personality or looks, but I watched a little bit of that one and then we just went over to Severance.
Okay.
Yeah. Killing Eve I couldn't get into, but I've heard it's very good.
You couldn't, but you tried.
I tried.
Yeah.
And it probably could have been me. Could have been me on my phone. Who knows right. what stage right. of life I was in.
Right.
It's probably my issue, not a Killing Eve issue.
Yeah.
We binged Love is Blind.
Oh.
This weekend. We are done.
You're done. It.
Yeah. So I need you to get done by the time we get to Patreon this Friday.
I will.
Because we could not stop watching it last night. And we knew when you're binging shows and you're toddler parents, there's a sacrifice because you're like, I'm waking up. I'm not going to be
he's not sleeping in any later just because we're staying up. Right.
Yeah. So we're losing and we're not going to gain anything here. But we could not stop. Mm-hmm. And the finale, I need to talk to you about the finale.
Shit.
And I need a reunion to come out immediately.
Okay.
I was up last night thinking about these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wondering all kinds of things.
I started Googling last night because it was like after they had met some of the parents and it was after the beach party where Shayna came in and basically was like,
yeah,
totally a loose cannon. Very strange situation. And so then I started Googling. I was almost going to try to find spoilers and I was like, no, because then I don't know if I want to watch the rest of it. So I didn't. I did try. I went to like Love is Blind Instagram to see if I could see what couples made it out, right? Like where they are now. But that they have done a terrible job on Instagram. We talked about this also on Patreon because it's like we didn't even know the second season was coming. All of a sudden it was here, right? Yes. But I guess you don't have to when everybody's talking about you regardless. But I was able to learn nothing from Instagram. Yep. I have no idea what's going on. And I even went to like photos that they had been tagged in to see if like other accounts had talked about it. So I do not know what's happening. So yeah, I'm going to be watching it. John doesn't really care, so I'll watch, but he has sports to watch. So
you know what I want to find? Those gold goblets that are in every freaking scene.
I want to know why they have those. I've noticed that and I'm like, there's not even a brand on them. So like, that's clearly a product placement thing because it's at every, they're at all these different locations and at every location, that's what they have. But I don't understand. They never like zoom in to tell us what the brand is.
Yeah.
You know?
And it see at first I was like, oh, that's unnecessarily extravagant. I'm not gonna have a gold.
What is this Game of
goblet.
Thrones?
And
watching?
Now every time I see him, I'm like, I think I'd like that. A gold goblet.
I wouldn't mind one of those.
Yeah, it's like a Moscow Mule cup at the like cool
with a wine stem. Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yes, I need it. Okay. Best thing I've heard. I stumbled upon this podcast. This is actually happening on Wondery Podcast. And it's very interesting because to me, it's firsthand accounts of so like every episode is different and every episode is a spotlight of someone's like human experience that goes through something really major. And so like trigger warning, a lot of things can be like kind of heavy. But one of the ones I just listened to was like a woman who had a divorce, fell in love with another man. Like found like that man like stuck with her as she went through like cancer. So like she talks about like the feeling of being diagnosed with cancer and she had young kids and all these things. And then turns out the guy that she married was not who she thought he was. And they explain why. And it was like it's one of those things where you're like, I can't believe that this is someone's real life that I'm like listening, you know, and they're yeah, there's a lot at all of them. Like when you read the descriptions of each episode, you're like, oh, well, no wonder this person got a podcast episode. This is wild that they lived through this or like experienced this. There was another one I listened to about a guy who grew up super religious and then he started to have a mental crisis and he thought because of his religious upbringing, that it was the devil like taking over his mind. So he talks about the intersection of his mental health battle and his like human experience and beliefs clashing.
Oh, wow.
And how he ended up overcoming that and getting the help he needed. And it's like really interesting. And so that one I'd recommend, but it is heavy and some they're not, you know, Chris always is like, how, of course you found something, right? That's like, you guys know I like these, like, that's just, there's part of me that's very dark. It's dark.
That's fascinating. Like the book that I just read November 9th from Colleen Hoover, it was so unbelievable that I had, I mean, that's the one that I read in like 14 hours. So it was like really good, but it was so unbelievable that I only gave it a 4 out of 10. Cause I'm like, there's no way this could happen.
Right.
But then you tell me something like this and it's like, well, maybe I guess it could if people are having like these great, because like the way that you said it is like she didn't know who she married. Like those are the kinds of things that are in these fiction novels, you know?
Yeah. So these are like little documentary podcast or like podcast episodes about real people, real experiences, like real things.
Yeah.
It's very good.
It's wild.
Okay. Favorite thing I ate, nothing like mom's home cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know, especially so I've been craving things like pasta salads and macaroni salads and potato salads. And my mom did a drop off for me and before we went to the cabin and it was her macaroni salad and her pasta salad. Mm. So I was like munching on that all weekend. And I love the feeling of having something in your fridge that's just like bomb in that way.
Yeah.
Like home cooked.
Yes.
Yummy.
That is actually a great rave. Like when you know something's in your, I mean, the home cooking thing, but just like when you're excited, you know, there's something in your fridge and you are like anticipation. That. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to rip through this last one really quick because I haven't had it yet. Well, one of these I have and the other one I haven't. So I'm noticing this trend and I don't know if this is just a Portland thing or just random. Maybe it's not a trend. Maybe it's just luck. But we went to, you remember Renata?
Yes.
It's a restaurant here in Portland. They do like pizza pasta and like they have a great bar and they shut down when COVID hit and they have not reopened, they just reopened.
Oh, good.
They've been shut down this whole time and I thought they're not going to make it. And I guess they were doing like some private party stuff and they were doing like pick up your dinner and make Renata at home stuff, but it just didn't, I didn't know if they were ever coming back. Mm-hmm. So we went to have dinner there on like the first night they opened back up and it was so cool. It's like seeing an old friend.
Yeah.
And that's like where we found out that we were having a boy with Ben and like, I don't know, had birthdays there. It's just a special little place. Mm-hmm. Well, I was like, I'd like something non-alcoholic. And this is the kind of place where you're not just going to get a ginger beer. This is the kind of place where they're like, let me make you something great. And they had these like herbal things that they'd been stewing for a week or something. And I got this drink in a beautiful little coupe glass and it felt like an incredible cocktail.
Oh.
Like really special and good and not sweet and like awesome. So I raved to the waiter. I was like, this is legit. If I didn't know this was non-alcoholic and you gave this to me, I wouldn't be able to tell.
Placebo effect.
And he's like, well, that's so good to hear because we're doing a whole non-alcoholic menu. Like we're going to be like specializing in this. I'm like, that's cool. And then there's this new place. I don't know if it's new or if, again, new to me, but a friend sent this to me. There's a place called Sucker Punch in Portland, and it's a non-alcoholic bar. A full-blown bar scene, cocktails that are beautiful. Google it and go to their menu. They're doing this event, so I'm going next weekend. We're doing a date night, and it's you get to try like three different specialty non-alcoholic cocktails, and they look super legit.
Oh, it's called suckerpunch.bar.
Yes.
Wow. An experimental zero proof bar in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And so again, I'm like, hell yes. So
this is really cool.
And being pregnant has been, again, like I remember feeling this way last time where I was like, man, if I was deciding not to have alcohol anymore, or if I was like battling alcoholism or for religious reasons or whatever. It's disappointing sometimes how places aren't super whatever. It's just like I wish there was more. And so seeing these places like starting to do this, I'm like, this is actually really great. And
these
you can still experience
amazing.
These like cool, beautiful drinks. And I don't know. It's just it's social. right? Oh, and it's, they look amazing. So I'm so excited to go there.
I'm excited for you.
I will report back. That's it.
Wait, they have a cocktail kit. Did you see this?
No.
I clicked on their thing that says shop. Oh, they're sold out. But they do have cocktail kits. They're all sold out right
they
now.
They look amazing. But I like, will definitely report back.
Yes. Ooh, yeah. I'm excited for you.
Me too. I'm excited for me.
Yeah. Little Spoon is a one-stop shop for healthy, easy mealtime and snack time for your baby, toddler, and big kid delivered right to your door. Little Spoon makes healthy mealtime easy at every stage, saving hours in your week and all at a reasonable price. They are also the most flexible company. Pause, modify, cancel, or skip at any time. They make everything fresh and use absolutely nothing artificial. It's just like homemade, all delivered to your door and ready in seconds. So you just pop your meals in the fridge or the freezer and pop them out when you're ready to use them. It is that easy. I went on, so they sent us a toddler box. I had tried them several years ago when Rev was a freshie and I just did like the baby stuff. And a lot of that stuff ended up on the floor because that's what happens when babies first like start experiencing food. They're like, I don't know. Right. And then I've taken this break from them. I kind of forgot about them until they reached out and they're like, hey, do you guys want to partner with the podcast? Call and I said, yes, they sent us toddler meal kits. The meal kits arrived. I love them. They come on these. They're so freaking easy. You pull them out and they have some of the like comfort foods that kids like, but they sneak in veggies. So there's like a butternut squash mac and cheese and my kids
ben
ate
loved
it up.
That one.
So I've already gone on and placed an order. Mac also really likes pouches. So they have like pouch smoothie pouches.
Oh, cool.
So I placed an order for toddler meals. And then also a thing for the smoothie pouches, and those should be arriving this week. But they have all kinds of tons of variety that you can do. And they've got, like it says, stuff for babies, but the kids love it. It's so easy for me. And it's not like the standard frozen, you know, corn dogs and chicken nuggets that I've been getting them forever. Like I feel like they are getting some nutrients with it. So I am a big fan. And the best part is the price is right. With kids' meals under $5 and baby food and smoothie snacks under $3, it makes trying Little Spoon easy. Start your new year or your, you know, whatever, the first quarter of the year fresh with Little Spoon. Get 30% off your first order with the code SIP30 at checkout.
That's SIP30 at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. SIP30.
And that actually saved quite a bit, 30%. Like I went and I came into my email and looked up our talking notes and I used our code SIP30 and I was like, whoa.
That's we're going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
We're going to do the same thing because it was so easy to just like, or like the nights we have, we're going off the script here, guys, because it's, but like the nights we had swim school where we're like coming home and we don't have like, it's like perfect, you know, or he's staying at grandma's. It's like, here's a couple dinners for you. So you don't have to be doing it all. Yes. Threw them in the car for the cabin.
It's so
and nice. Then we just had that dialed in.
I love that they come on those little plates too. Like that you just serve them right on there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Actually just rants, right?
Yeah. Let's bring it.
Oh, home. Speaking of meal kits, my rant, I have two. So I also, in addition to HelloFresh, I use Green Chef, which is, I think they're like partner companies, but Green Chef has a lot of like paleo, keto options, whatever. But one thing that I notice with all of these things is they say on there, oh, 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Nothing takes 15 minutes.
Double.
Nothing takes 30
minutes. It is a safe bet you can double it. But I picked something out this week to cook and it was the short, I didn't have a lot of time. So I was like, oh, 15 minutes. Great. I'll do this. 45 minutes later, finally dinner's ready. And I'm like, what? Who in the hell is, who's timing this?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Is this Top Chef people that are like, if you are absolutely massively experienced in the kitchen, you could possibly get this done in this time. I mean, like, let's be realistic here, folks.
Yes.
You know?
If the first thing is chop the veggies and it's like an onion, you're in trouble.
Well, that alone is 15 minutes.
You're in trouble.
It's like that right there. Yeah.
Mince, if you see the word like mince.
Mince the garlic.
Or zest something. Yeah. You're screwed. You're screwed.
Yeah. And then that's like, all going to be downhill from there. Take the chicken out and pat it dry and flip it upside down. And then it's like season every side, right? Which I never do because I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to be doing that. What I'm going to do is I'll put some oil in a pan. I'm going to cut open the thing. I'll grab the chicken and put it out. And I'm not going to put seasoning on that side because how do you see? This is another rant in and of itself. How do you season both sides of chicken before you cook? Because, right, if you like your, so you take the chicken out.
Yeah.
Then you got to wash your hands before you do the sauces. So, right, you take it out, put it down, wash your hands. Then you season one side.
Yeah.
Right. And then if you like turn the chicken over, you mess with it again, which I guess maybe I could just use a fork.
I use a fork.
But then I wash in between.
It just feels like a lot.
And I also have like a lot. Terror every time I cook chicken, afraid that I'm going to undercook it every time.
Yeah. So then it's overdone.
Right. Right.
A chicken breast, I stand by this, is not a top tier food.
What? Chicken breast?
Chicken breast.
Yeah. No, it's not.
It's not good. I don't think chicken breast is good at all.
No.
Unless it's ordered like at a restaurant where it's like juicy and it's a thing or whatever. But otherwise, it is just not.
Right. Because if I cook it perfectly and it's like juicy, I'm looking at it, I'm like, is there a little pink? Like I can't ever tell. And then I like throw it on and then I overcook it. And it probably was cooked and it would have been perfect, but I don't want to take the risk. I don't want to take the risk.
And raw chicken, the smell and like the white parts, you know, with those meals too, I'm always looking for shortcuts of like, well, I'm just going to do this instead. Or it's saying to do this, but I'm going to do this because I know I'm going to save time here, time there.
Right.
I think I give Chris quite a bit of anxiety because Chris is a real rule follower. He's a real like, but no, there are steps and there's a process here for a reason.
Right.
And to be fair to him, a lot of times these shortcuts, they don't always pan out. I think. And so there's a risk.
Yeah.
That could have been great, but because of your foolishness to save a couple minutes, look at what's happened.
Or save a dish. Because sometimes it's like, cook this here and put it in the other. I'm like, I'm just going to put it all together. I'm just going to mix it all together. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. Okay. And then it's usually a nightmare when I go off on my own, but whatever. Okay. What's your rant?
I got two.
Okay.
I got two. The first one, and this is the self-induced thing that happened at the cabin.
Oh, right.
So I don't like being hot when I'm sleeping. We've talked about this. That's why I love the Uller still at home.
So
but cool. I don't, they need a travel Uller system or something because whatever. So we actually we're not having a guest bedroom anymore here because the way the baby, one room's got to go. It's the guest room, basically, that's leaving.
Right.
But it had a good mattress, Tempur-Pedic mattress. So we took that to the cabin because we're like, when you're at an Airbnb, if the bed comfort, critical.
Prime time.
Critical. If it's great, people notice.
Yes.
Because they're expecting mediocre to medium.
Right.
If it's great, you can win some points. So we take the Tempur. But the Tempurs are a hot box. They can get real warm. They can. So you got to you don't need a whole bunch of blankets and stuff.
Yeah.
So first night at the cabin, I slept like a rock. Chris did not sleep well because we have queen beds there. And I've got a lot of pillow situation now that I need. So I've got a fortress around me.
Yes.
I'm also waking up a lot to go to the bathroom. And there were multiple times where I'd wake up and come back and I noticed Chris was really on the edge.
Like barely. Yeah.
Barely hanging on. You know, and he next morning, I'm like, how'd you sleep? He's like, not really great. I'm like,
not great.
Yeah, I noticed you were really hanging off of a edge of a cliff there. And he's like, yeah, I noticed that you were quite comfortable. Like, I guess at one point I was literally like taking up
just in a star shape.
Yes. Uh-huh. He's like, hey, you know, au contraire, you were quite cozy.
Yeah.
So the next night we slept in different beds. Okay. So he slept downstairs. I slept upstairs. Well, whenever he's not with me, I'm already not set up for success from a sleep standpoint. I'm already I don't like.
Gives you anxiety or something?
Not anxiety. I'm just, something's off.
Yeah. Out of routine.
Out of routine.
Out of the norm.
You know, if the whole, if it's almost like he's gone.
Yeah.
Like if the house, if not everyone's here, something's off. The world isn't where it should be for me.
Yes.
And so I had that sort of feeling. We were also binging Love is Blind. And so I'm going to bed like a little wired. And then I started thinking, am I a little hot? Am I a little warm?
What?
So I whip up my, because you guys know I sleep with an eye patch.
Oh yeah.
Like a pirate. So I whip up my eye patch. I've got my earplugs in and I waddle over to the thermostat in the room.
Uh-huh.
And you remember how I told you our brother-in-law was in there switching some things?
Yes.
We updated the thermostats as well.
Okay.
So before, what would be turning the temperature down, right? I thought I had turned the temperature down.
Yeah. Right?
So,
opposite day?
So I thought I turned the temperature down. I go back to bed. I wake up, I don't know how much later, in a pool of sweat.
Oh, nothing
and
worse.
And I'm thinking that they did the thermostats wrong.
It's
something
broken.
Something is wrong. I start worrying about Ben. I'm thinking he's going to be overcooked. I'm worried. And like,
overcooked?
Like, this is not good. So I go in his room. It feels fine. And I'm like, all right, it's just got to be this one that's broken, you know?
Right.
And I am so hot and so sweaty. And the Tempur-Pedic is on fire.
Yeah.
It has become an actual
literally caught on fire.
Bed of lava.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh my God. So anyway, come to long story longer. I wake up this morning and I look at the thing. I had the thermostat up to 90 degrees.
I don't know.
And I flipped.
Colleen! You were freaking Bikram yoga-ing in your sleep.
Yes.
Bikram yoga bed.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's a Bikram bed. It's what you've done.
Yes.
It's a sweat lodge. It is a sweat lodge that you've created.
So if you go to zigzagchalet.com, you're going to be screwed.
Prepared
be
for a cleansing.
Prepared.
Jeez.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Speaking of hot, I am hot right now because I have to poop so bad you guys don't even know.
Do you want to just go? And I'll do my other rant like next week.
Oh,
because my other rant is like, it could be a ride. I can
until next week.
Write it out and you can go take care of business.
Yeah, I've got to take care of business.
Okay. We love you guys. You can sip with us always. Tell a friend.
Rate, subscribe, share a friend. Or
yeah.
Share this with a friend. Yeah. And we will.
Don't share your friends. We will see you next Tuesday. Bye. Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
sign
me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search you can sip with us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. but don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.